Tenon. So we swam under the Black Dark, with our chests on the logs, trusting in the saints and the luck of the British Army. Eventually, we hit ground, a bit of sand, and a man, he put me heel on the back of him. He screeched and ran. "Now we've done it," says Lieutenant Brazenose. "Where the devil is Longton Pen?" "There is about a minute and a half to wait." The boys laid a hold of their rifles and some tried to put their belts on. We was marching with fixed bayonets, of course. Then we knew where Longton Pen was, for we had hit the river wall of it in the dock, and the old town blazed with them missing jingles and sniders like a cat's back on a frosty night. They was firing all the ways at once, but over our heads into the stream. "Have you got your rifle?" says Brazenose. "I got him," says Otteris. "I've got that Tief Mulvaney's for me old baypack, and she'll kick me heart sick with that blundery long stock of hers." "Oh, go on," yells Brazenose, whipping his sword out. "Go on and take the tyne, and the Lord have mercy on our souls." And then the boys gave one distressing howl and pranced into the dark, filing for the tyne and blinding and stiffing like cavalry riding masters when the grass pricking their bare legs. I hammered with the butt at some bamboo thing that felt weak, and the rest came and hammered contagious while the jingles was jingling, and ferocious yells from inside was splitting our ears. We was too close under the wall for them to hurt us. Eventually, the thing, whatever it was, broke, and the 26 of us tumbled, one after the other, naked as we was born into the town of Longtonpin. There was a melee of a sumptuous kind for a while, but whether they took us...